This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado's ban on conversion therapy for kids and teens could be expanded. That's what a group of Democrats at the state capitol are trying to do. Lucas Brady Woods reports for the Colorado Capitol News Alliance.
Conversion therapy is a widely discredited practice that attempts to change a person's sexual orientation or gender identity. It's been banned in Colorado since 2019. Under current law, people who undergo conversion therapy can sue the mental health professionals responsible, but only within 2 years. Now, Democrats are backing a bill that would remove that time limit altogether. Representative Alex Valdez is sponsoring the measure.
It ensures survivors are not denied justice simply because healing takes time, growing up takes time, learning about the harms caused takes time.
The bill comes as the U.S. Supreme Court considers a challenge to Colorado's conversion therapy ban. The American Psychological Association and other major medical groups say the practice increases depression, anxiety, and the risk of suicide.
Lucas Brady Woods reporting. Over the weekend, a new record was set in Denver. Colorado's newest professional sports team, the Summit FC, drew more than 63,000 people to Mile High for their first ever home game. The attendance was a single game record for the National Women's Soccer League. Dana Kettlewell is a leader of the 14ers support group.
Seeing just this joy and this community in front of us and everyone wearing Summit gear, like, this is what we dreamed of, and it's here. And it's so great. It's everything we want it to be. And our team is amazing, and this community is amazing, and overwhelming pride.
The match Saturday between the Summit FC and the Washington Spirit ended in a 0-0 draw. This is CPR News and KRCC.